tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoof Hounds, KXCV KRNW.
Well, good afternoon and welcome into Savannah High School. We're getting set for the Savannah Invitational Tournament as Maryville getting their season underway on the hardwood. We've got Maryville girls and boys basketball coming to you this evening right here on the Bearcat Public Media app as well as online at kxcv.org. Thanks for joining us for tonight's Spoof Hound broadcast. I'm Matt Tritton with you here from Savannah for this matchup, which should be a fun one as the Savannah Invitational getting underway here for Maryville this evening. The first ball games were actually last night. Maryville's first action coming up today in the 95th annual Savannah Invitational. Maryville coming in will meet up with an MEC rival, a foe in the Benton Cardinals. Benton actually played against Smithville last night. They dropped that one 55-45, so the Cardinals hoping to advance into the consolation side of the bracket with a win this evening. Meanwhile, Maryville, the way things are kind of setting up, just an odd number of teams in this on the girls' side, so not a traditional tournament bracket. One side has Lincoln Prep in Savannah and Chillicothe in South Harrison looking like a traditional tournament bracket. The other side is round robin play. So Benton and Smithville played last night. That was a 55-45 win for Smithville over Benton. Today, Maryville will take on those Benton Cardinals. We've got tip-off coming up in less than 10 minutes. And then on Wednesday, it'll be Smithville and Maryville playing at 4 o'clock right back here in Savannah. So we'll have the broadcast for you tomorrow as well. But if Maryville picks up a couple wins there, one over Benton tonight, one over Smithville tomorrow, the Spoofhounds will have a chance to move in to the championship game coming up on Friday evening at 7 o'clock. But a lot that kind of goes into that. They take into account the record, point differential, as well as total points given up. So a little bit different with this round-robin side of the bracket, but still a great chance for Maryville to get things underway here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. This is a Spoofhound team that lost last year in the Class 4 District 16 semifinals to round out their season, but a 12-13 year. They were 4-4 in the MEC, getting set for year number 3 under head coach Kelly Obley. And that was an awfully talented bunch last year when you think about some of the talent that was on that team here for the Maryville Spoofhounds that the Hounds will look to replace or try to find other ways to make up for that production in other areas. Some of those players lost from the 22-23 season include Riley Viertaler. She was averaging 13 points and 8 rebounds per game. She's currently on the women's basketball team at the University of Central Missouri in Warrensburg. Aniston Petlin, averaging 12 points per game. She's Maryville's all-time leader in three-point makes. She's on the women's basketball team at Northwest Missouri State University. And also Ava Dumke, a senior at Maryville, not going out for the team this year. She's kind of focusing on the track and field side of things. She signed actually last week to go throw a javelin at Southeast Missouri State down at Cape Girardeau, so a Division I athlete there, and congratulations to Ava. So she's kind of taking a different approach here for her senior year, getting set for that track and field season. So it's a Maryville team that has some athleticism and some production that they're looking to make up for that they lost, but it's a team with a lot of young pieces that got some really good experience from a season ago. One of those leading the charge, that's Jaylee Price. Price is a 5'6" junior guard. Last year, she averages 9 points, shot 46% from the field. She was also pulling in 4 rebounds per game and 2 assists per contest, the leading returning scorer for Maryville on this team. She was all-conference honorable mention each of the last 2 seasons, so Jaylee's going to be a key cog for this team this year. Ryson Steens is a 5'7" junior forward. She averaged 4 points, shot 49% from the field a season ago, a couple rebounds per game as well. She's a really good defender, a good ball player. She's one that they might look for to up some of that scoring as trying to fill in for some of those areas. She's a player that got a ton of minutes a season ago here for Coach Obley. And Ryson's showed that she's capable of coming up with some of those big moments. One of the big wins for Maryville in the non-conference last year was over Platte Valley. That was a home game against Platte Valley, a really good Class 1 basketball team right there in Nottoway County as well. And Ryson knocked down the baseline jumper that gave Maryville the lead in the final seconds. So a very capable player there. Addison Weldon's one of those that was came off the bench but played some big minutes for Maryville. Riley Hornbuckle got quite a few starts last year. So some pieces here that have been around the program that they're looking to take a big step forward. So we'll see what Maryville can get done as they open up the 2023-24 season coming up this evening as they take on the Benton Cardinals. After we wrap up this basketball game, we dive right into the season opener for the Maryville boys basketball team. They'll be taking on South Harrison here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. So a doubleheader of sorts for the Maryville basketball programs as they get underway in the Savannah Invitational and the first basketball games of the season coming your way this evening. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go through your starting lineups for this evening's basketball game. Maryville taking on Benton and girls basketball. And then we'll have the opening tip right around the corner. All that's coming up on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org.
Support for today's Spoofhound broadcast comes from Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. And from Mosaic Medical Center, Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. Support also comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. And the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum has served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2425.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Pitzenberger Body Shop in Maryville, serving Northwest Missouri for more than 30 years. Pitzenberger offers major to minor auto collision repair, including auto glass replacement, paintless dent removal, and motorcycle repair. More information at facebook.com/Pitz Body Shop. And from Lottaway Valley Bank, MVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information on location or at MVB.com, member FDIC. Also from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or at 102 North Buchanan. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information is at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCB KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Thanks for joining us.
A lot of
us
on the Maryville High School
semifinal round basketball this evening as Maryville getting set to take on the Benton Cardinals in the opening round of the Savannah Invitational Tournament. I say the opening round, the opening game for Maryville. This early portion is more of a round robin for the Maryville-Benton-Smithville side of things. Benton lost 55-45 last night to the Smithville Warriors. Maryville will see Smithville coming up at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Now for the Spoofhounds, once again under year three under Coach Obley as they open things up here this evening. Let's take you through the starting lineups for the Spoofhounds. Before we get to that, we want to remind you that today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com. For the Spoofhounds, that starting lineup includes Ryson Steens. Ryson's a 5'7 junior forward for the Hounds, averaged 3.5 points per game a season ago, as well as 2 rebounds per contest, and she shot 40% from the field. Addison Weldon's a 5'9 junior guard slash forward, averaged 3 points per game a season ago for the Hounds. Jaylee Price is a 5'6 junior guard that was an all-conference honorable mention selection a year ago. Peyton Kurz is a 5'6 sophomore guard for the Hounds, and Riley Hornbuckle is a 5'8 junior power forward. For the Cardinals, their starting lineup includes Josie Zilkowski, a 5'6 sophomore, Avery Morlock, a 5'6 senior, Eliana Arambula, a 5'6 sophomore, Emma Linig, a 5'11 junior, and Andrea Simmons, a 5'9 junior for these Benton Cardinals. We're going to set for Maryville High School basketball. We'll take a break and be back with more, including the opening tip right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at MaryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, offering loans, savings, and checking accounts, credit cards, share certificates, and online banking. Located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, Avenue. Today, tomorrow, together. And the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or online at airforce.com. Support also comes from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information at unitedfiber.com.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil carries a full line of feeds from Purina and Land O'Lakes, along with Gates water tanks and bulk bins to fit a variety of needs. More information in-store at 101 North Depot or online at consumersoil.com. And Highline Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Highline has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. Information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville. This broadcast is also underwritten by U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
You're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound Pregame on KXCB KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Welcome back out to Savannah as we are getting set for some high school basketball this evening. Thanks for joining us as the season officially getting underway. It's a Maryville team that has some high aspirations. They'd love to see some things here early on in the season. Again, last year 12-13 was the final record, but Maryville's posted a winning record in four of the last five seasons, so see what they can get done here this evening and as we go throughout the 2023-24 schedule. Now, Spoofhounds coming out. They are the visitor on the scoreboard here in the Savannah Invitational opening game for the Hounds. They're coming out in their road uniforms, green tops, green shorts, Maryville across the chest in white, outline in gold, same for the numbers. As for these Benton Cardinals, it'll be the home white uniforms, white jerseys, white shorts. They've got Benton across the chest in red, outlined in black. Uniforms also trimmed in red. And we're about set for some basketball here this evening. As it is Weldon at center court, ready for Maryville for this opening tip. Andrea Simmons will be going for the Benton Cardinals. And we are set to go here. Opening tip is won by Simmons. Gets that one into the backcourt for Arundua. Brings it across midcourt. She has it out between the circles, guarded by Peyton Kurz. Now fires right side, gets it over to Lenning. Lenning quickly inside, gets it to Zilkowski. A shot blocked away, it's taken away by Price. Price up the court for Maryville, left to right this opening possession for the Spoofhounds. Steens has it. She's being guarded by Lenning. Cross court right, it goes for Kurz. Kurz back to Weldon. Weldon trying to cross over Arundula. Ball taken away. Arundula going back the other way for the Cardinals. Bounce pass inside goes to Lenning. Lenning layup from the left side is good. Early points for Emma Lenig. That puts Benton in front 2-0 early on in this one. Quickly down the court, it goes to Kurz. Gives a little shimmy shake into the paint. Bounce pass across the lane to Riley Hornbuckle. And Hornbuckle lays it up on the left side. Nice find by Kurz. The bucket from Hornbuckle. And Maryville knots up Benton at 2-2 in this opening quarter. Arundula quickly back the other way. Layup no good. Simmons the rebound. Spins shot in the lane is good. Andrea Simmons, she's got some Northwest Bearcat in her blood. Her father, Wes, played football at Northwest Missouri State, a national champion. And her mother also played for Northwest Missouri State women's basketball under Gene Steinmeier. As Steens drives in, shot no good, gets your own rebound, kick out, goes to Price. Three-pointer too long, the ball tips, and it comes down to Kurz. Kurz goes up with the right hand. She's fouled, and a chance for a pair of free throws now for Peyton Kurz. A 5'6 sophomore guard, Peyton Kurz, getting her first varsity action here this evening. Free throw on the way from the right-hander. The first one too strong, no good. She set up the opening bucket for the Spoofhounds. A pass from right of the lane to the left to an open Riley Hornbuckle, and Hornbuckle hit. As Kurz goes 1 of 2 on her free throw attempts, gets her first point of the season. It's 4-3, Maryville trailing by 1. Arandula up the floor for the Benton Cardinals. Handling with that left hand. Goes left side to Simmons. Three-pointer on the way. Good from Andrea Simmons. She has 5 of the 7 Benton points in this first quarter. So man-to-man full court pressure here out of the Benton Cardinals. Arandula foul in the backcourt on Weldon. That'll be team foul number 2 coming up on the Benton Cardinals. 6:09 to play in the opening quarter. Maryville trailing 7-3. Inbound to Price. She brings it across midcourt on the left side. High left side. Guarded out there by Zilkowski. Cross court right. It goes to Weldon into the corner for Steen. Steen's inside looking for Hornbuckle. Ball knocked away by Simmons. And it's taken away by the Cardinals. Arandula brings the ball up the floor for the Southsiders. Spins into the paint, puts up the floater with the right hand, shot no good, the ball loose inside, and the rebound is tracked down. Arandula gets it, out to Zilkowski, now up top it goes, Linick, three-pointer's good. And the Linick's second bucket of the evening, and Maryville wants a timeout to talk things over quickly, 10-3 in favor of the Benton Cardinals. We'll step aside and be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
This Spoofhound broadcast is underwritten by FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
It is 10-3 Benton coming out of the timeout. Maryville grabbed that timeout after the three-pointer by Linick. So far, Simmons and Linick have combined for all 10 points for the Cardinals. Spoofhounds trailing 10-3 in this opening quarter. Some full-court pressure. Price hustles up the floor, breaks the pressure, picks it up high left side. Stepping out on her is Avery Morlock. Bounce pass now. Left wing goes to Hornbuckle. Trying to drive past Simmons, diving in, and Linick able to tie up Hornbuckle. Jump ball. Possession arrow will stay with the Spoofhounds. 5:22 remaining here in this opening quarter, a 7-point Benton lead. As Katana Bigum checking in for the first time today, we'll see Zilkowski go to the bench for the Cardinals. Steen's one dribble, finds a cutting Weldon. Weldon across the lane looking for Hornbuckle. That one might have, well, it was a tip. They're going to see it's going to go back to Benton. It was kind of between Hornbuckle and Price. It goes out of bounds, a turnover on the Hounds, and the ball will go back to the Cardinals. Couple subs coming in now for the Spoofhounds, Michaela Yapel and Alyssa Cunningham. Into the basketball game as it is Morlock breaking the pressure for Benton. Comes across midcourt, dribbles down toward the right corner. Now up high left side, Bigum. Bigum dribbles toward the middle of the floor, guarded tightly by Price to the top of the key. Now right side it goes for Simmons. Simmons guarded by Weldon. Now back left side it goes for Bigum. Now into the corner for Arandula. 4:49 to play in the opening quarter. Arandula has on the left wing, guarded tightly by Kurz. Off a screen, top of the key, still dribbling this one out. Now into the paint, bounce pass onto the baseline, goes for Simmons. Simmons drives, kick out three on the way. Morlock wants this one too strong. Rebound underneath. It is pulled in by Benton. Kick out now goes to Arandula, drives baseline, puts to the right-hand floater, no good. Shot goes inside to Linick. Can't get the putback, but the ball saved in bounds. Benton keeping this one alive. Morlock for three from the left side. That one won't go down. And Maryville finally pulling in the rebound. That is Price to end that long Benton possession. Price quickly down the floor to Kurz. Back to Jaylee Price. Dribbling right wing. Guarded by Morlock. Up top, open three on the way. Cunningham. But as she set her feet, walked with it, called for the travel, and the ball will go back to Benton. 10-3 is the score. Benton leading Maryville, a very good Benton Cardinal basketball team here out of the MEC as well. They lost last night, though, to Smithville, 55-45. Made a bit of a comeback in that fourth quarter, but couldn't quite close it out. Smithville up big midway through that game. around to, trying to get herself open around the perimeter. Guarded tightly by Kurz. Pass across the lane to Lenning. Linick able to finish from the left side. A 12-3 advantage in favor of the Benton Cardinals. 3:38 to play in the quarter. Right corner with it. Cunningham. Up top it goes to Wilton. Goes up high to bring that pass in. Now she dribbles down to the right corner. Gives it up to Cunningham. Skip pass left side. Price into the corner. Kurz. Jumper from the left side. No good. The rebound comes down to Simmons. Maryville a little cold after that opening bucket as a Romulus gives a head fake left side. Drives in. Pass inside. Looking for Linick. Taken away by Price. Jaylee Price bringing the ball up the floor. Thought about that transition three. Goes up top to Cunningham instead. And Cunningham has the ball ripped away by a Romulus from behind. A Romulus on the drive. Left-hand layup in transition is good. First points of the day for Eliana Arambula, 5'6 sophomore. Maryville gets back on the other end quickly. Made a travel call. Price found Weldon by herself on the right block. Took an extra step. Whistled for the travel, and the ball goes back to Benton. 14-3 is our score in favor of the Cardinals. Inside 3 minutes to play in the quarter. Season opening game for the Maryville Spoofhounds. Benton coming in at 0-1 after that 10-point loss last night. Arambula cross midcourt, man-to-man defense out of the Maryville Spoofhounds. Yapel guarding Linick tightly. Pass into the corner, trying to get that one into the hands of Bigham, but Bigham started a cut at the wrong time. The ball goes out of bounds, a turnover on the Cardinals. So Maryville gets it back in a bit of a drought here. A 10-0 run right now for the Cardinals. Price between the circles. Bigham switches on to her. Andy Sparks into the game. Gives a screen for Price. Now Price throws it left side. Gets it to Groh. Now inside to Cunningham. Cunningham one dribbling on the ball. Ripped away. Arambula comes up with that loose ball. Right wing Arambula has it. Drives in toward the block. Goes up. She's fouled on her way in. They're going to whistle this one on Gape. A little push. And the foul on the floor, so Arambula will be inbounding for Benton. Inbound comes into Simmons. Now into the corner for Arambula. Guarded by Price into Rue Olea. Olea turnaround jumper comes up short. The ball knocked free by Price. Olea picks it back up. Onto the block it goes. Linick. Linick spins, and she's fouled on the layup by Price. Price was helping out on Olea as the ball got down to Linick. She sprinted down there, tried to rip that one free, but they whistle her for the foul. So a couple free throws on the way for Emma Linick, a 5'11 junior for the Cardinals. First free throw is up, and it is good. Well, support for today's game comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525. Linick knocks down a pair of free throws. Timeout coming up. Maryville wants to talk this one over. A 16-3 lead for Benton. We'll take a break. Back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. Support for Spoofhound football comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill and Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, millanddinsdaleseed.com.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Welcome back into Savannah. Benton leading the Spoofhounds right now 16-3. Spoofhounds out of the timeout. Break the pressure. Three-pointer on the way. Cunningham nearly got that one to go. It comes off. And the rebound comes down to Benton's Jaylen Brown. Now Linick. Linick quickly ahead to Bigham. Bigham trapped in the corner. Price tipped it. It goes out of bounds off of the Spoofhounds. But good defense that time as Groh and Price able to get the trap in that corner. Price knocked out of bounds. Now set to inbound is Linick for the Cardinals. Into Olalea. Olalea on the drive goes up with the right hand. Shot no good. The rebound comes down to Linick, and the putback is good. The initial defense out of the Spoofhounds, very good. They're very active with the hands all over the place, getting some tip passes. The issue, though, missed shots. The second chance opportunities, the Cardinals taking advantage. Quick shot there, no good from Sparks. Loose ball on the rebound. I believe Price pulled that one in. A foul on the floor coming up. And they're going to whistle this foul actually on the Spoofhound, so it'll go back the other way. Again, though, just the second chance opportunities, the offensive rebounds. Killing Maryville right now. There's a lot of size in there for the Cardinals. Size and athleticism overall. 18-3 is the score in favor of the Cardinals. They whistled that foul on Groh. Has some pressure in the backcourt for Maryville. Michaela Yapel comes up with the steal. Cunningham has it left side. Up top it goes to Sparks. They work it right side. Steens now back around left. It gets to Yapel. And a whistle and foul coming up on the floor on Benton. Three team fouls apiece here in this opening quarter. 1:02 left to play in the first. A 14-0 run right now for the Cardinals. Steens inbounding on the sideline. In the backcourt call, the inbound came into Sparks. Sparks turned and got the pass over to Yapel. She went into the backcourt just in case there's a little pressure. Hadn't crossed back over yet. And the turnover on the Hounds. 60 seconds left to go in this opening quarter. Inbound comes into Bigham. Bigham across midcourt. Little shove that time by Bigham. Extended that forearm. I think they're going to whistle this one instead on Yapel playing that tight defense. So Yapel called for the foul. That's her second personal and the fourth team foul on Maryville. Morlock inbounds. To Bigham, now to Simmons. High left side guarded tightly by Groh. Well out beyond the perimeter. Simmons drives in, gets into the paint, and a whistle and foul coming up on Maryville. They'll call this one on Yapel. And that'll send Simmons to the free throw line. That is team foul number 5 on Maryville. Spoofhounds into the bonus in this opening quarter. And the first free throw is good for Simmons. She has 6 points in this opening quarter. Price incurs back into the game for the Hounds. Second free throw in and out for Simmons. And a whistle and foul push from behind on Olalea. And so Maryville gets it back. To 3 is the lead for the Cardinals. 47 seconds left to go in the quarter. And Price will bring the ball up the floor for the Spoofhounds. So far, Kurz has knocked down a free throw. Hornbuckle has a field goal there in the opening minutes. That has been it for the Spoofhounds so far. Kurz right side to Cunningham, up top to Groh. They're working around Sparks. Sparks trying to get a quick pass inside to Groh. It is tipped and it is taken away. Jalen Brown of Benton with it. Gives it now to Simmons. Simmons on the baseline. Shot rejected by Cunningham. Scooped up by Price. Price going the other way in transition. Right corner, Kurz thought about the three. She'll drive in. Now into the right corner. Jumper on the way from Cunningham. That one too strong. And the rebound comes down to Bigham. 11 seconds left in the quarter. A 16-point Benton lead. Skip pass right side goes to Morlock. Morlock down to the baseline. Spins. Double team comes over. And a whistle and foul coming up on Cunningham. She gets called for the reach, and so that'll be team foul number 6. So once again, a couple bonus free throws on the way for the Cardinals in this opening quarter. Morlock at the line. First one rattles in. Now things changing a little bit right now in high school basketball. Used to seeing, you know, 7 fouls and a half would get you into 1-1, 10 would get you the double bonus, but now changing things up, kind of like we see women's basketball in the collegiate level. The second free throw, no good. The rebound to Cunningham ahead to Price. Pull up three on the way left side, knocks it down at the buzzer. Big time shot by the junior that ends a scoring run for Benton that went 16 consecutive points. Price knocks down the three and a score 20-6 as we head to the second quarter of action. Benton in control of this one early. Second quarter on the way. We'll take a break. Back with more on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net. Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
Support for today's game comes from Highline Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Highline has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Second quarter on the way. It'll be Benton basketball. 20-6 is a score in favor of the Cardinals. Thanks for joining us for some high school basketball here on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org this afternoon. Pass inside. The backdoor look goes to Lennig. She's fouled from behind. Nice look by Morlock. And we'll see Lennig get to the free throw line. Emma Lennig to the free throw line. She had 11 points in the opening quarter. The right-handed free throw on the way, around the rim, and off. A 14-point Benton lead. Second free throw here, well short. Barely clips the rim. The rebound comes down to Hornbuckle. As a quick turnover, Maryville trying to get that one back down the floor. The ball thrown away, goes out of bounds. A turnover on the Hounds, and Benton gets it back quickly. 7:45 to play in the first half. Maryville trailing 20-6. Lennig has it, guarded tightly by Hornbuckle. Dribbles right around the arc, gives it off on the right wing for Arambula. Up top now, Morlock looks inside. Steen's giving her no room. Now into the corner goes to Lennig. Lennig calling for a screen from Simmons. She gets it, dribbles into the paint, goes up with the right hand, partially blocked away by Weldon, picked up by Steens. In transition, Maryville has numbers. The price back to Steens, goes up, layup comes up short, and the rebound comes down to Simmons. Great hustle, great teamwork, just not able to convert on the layup. Simmons gets it down, left baseline. Back up top, it goes to Arambula. Arambula starts to drive into the corner. Simmons left open. She'll take a three. That one off the back iron. No good. And the rebound pulled in by Price. Price up that left sideline. Quickly ahead to Kurz running the floor. Kurz gives a head fake. Goes up with the layup. No good. The rebound to Arambula. And she's fouled as she comes down. And whistle Kurz for that foul. First personal foul on Peyton Kurz. The second team foul on Maryville. You definitely can't fault the Maryville hustle, playing really well defensively as well. Just not converting on some of those shots in the paint they'd like to have back. As Simmons now, she got down to the block, a nice spin move, and laid it in. 8 points now for Andrea Simmons. As Weldon gets it just before midcourt, right side, throws a pass ahead to Price. Let her a little too far. Jaylee couldn't track that one down. It goes out of bounds and back to the Cardinals. Arambula with it. Benton in control of this one here in the second quarter. In the right corner, pass inside is kicked out of bounds by Kurz. It'll stay with the Cardinals. It is Arambula inbounding baseline right. Pulls it in on the baseline for Lennig. Hands it off now to Arambula. She takes a couple of dribbles. Left open on the wing. Shoots a three-pointer. No good. And Lennig goes up high for that rebound. Couldn't pull it in. Falls to the ground. The ball skips away. Picked up by Kurz. Peyton Kurz brings it up herself. Ahead to Steens. Bounce pass inside. Hornbuckle. Head fake off the glass. It's good. Nice find by Steens. And the finish by Hornbuckle. Riley has 4 points in the game. quickly the other way. Shot no good from Arangula. The runner with the right hand. Offensive rebound, Linig. The putback won't go, but she was fouled. Got a bucket on one end. Couldn't come back down the other end and finish that stop by pulling in the rebound. That plagued Maryville throughout the opening half, opening quarter, I should say. And it burnt them there as Lenig back to the free throw line. The first one is good. Weldon checks out of the game for Maryville. Groh back in. Groh's a 5'6 sophomore guard. Bigham also into the game for Benton as Lenig knocks down the second free throw. She checks out, and we see Envy Ross, check in for the first time, a 5'8 freshman. 24-8, the lead in favor of the Cardinals. 5:43 to play in the second quarter. Price off a screen from Hornbuckle, dribbling through traffic, gives the Hornbuckle. Now through Steens. Steens into the paint, a little bit of contact, no foul, and the rebound comes down to Morlock. Morlock between the circles, now Arangula. Left side it goes for Katana Bigham. Bigham inside to Ross. One dribble, turns around, goes up with a shot. No good. Gets the putback. No good, but she was fouled. So we'll see the first free throws of the day coming up for Envy Ross. 2:44 into the second quarter. Already four team fouls on Maryville in the second. As the first free throw, no good that time from Ross. As I was saying earlier, instead of getting up to seven fouls and getting into the 1-1 bonus, now we're resetting every quarter. And so once you get to five fouls, it is two bonus free throws. Then that resets at the start of each quarter. So Ross goes 1 of 2 at the line. She gets her first points of the day. 25-8. It is Benton in front between the circles. Steens has it down in the left corner. Hornbuckle, a couple dribbles. Now high left side to Groh. Groh trying to dribble through traffic. And a whistle and a foul coming up on Benton. That'll be the first team foul on the Cardinals in this second quarter. They'll whistle that one on Zulkowski. Check that. Actually coming up on Ross, her first foul. As Hornbuckle and Steens check out. Cunningham and Weldon back into the game. Weldon gets a left corner, dribbles up to the wing. Turns, gets toward the paint, out to Kurz. Kurz a couple dribbles, picks it up, looking for some help. Bounce pass, looking for Price. Got past Price. Geely tracks it down right at midcourt. Takes one dribble, trying to get away from traffic. Gets past Morlock. And they're going to call her for a double dribble. Just an errant pass that time led to the turnover as Price kind of got put in a tough spot right there at midcourt trying to dribble out of traffic. 4:44 to play in the second quarter. It is Benton basketball. The inbound comes into Arangula. She'll bring it across midcourt with the right-hand dribble picked up by Kurz. Cross-court left to right pass goes to Simmons underneath the Morlock. Back out to Bigham. High arcing three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound. Ross. And she gets the putback. Envy Ross with 3 points now. Price has it for Maryville on the other end. Left side it goes to Groh. Up top, Kurz. They work it right side now. Weldon. Weldon, one dribble to Price in the corner. Three on the way. That one no good. The rebound comes down to Arangula. Arangula hustles up the floor. Slows up as Kurz picks her up. Kick out to Bigham. Right side three. That one's short. And the offensive rebound goes to Kurz. Kurz to Price. Quickly ahead to Weldon running the floor. One dribble. Slows up. Check that. That was actually Groh. Groh not able to finish on the layup. And the rebound comes down to Simmons. 27-8. Benton in front. Simmons will bring the ball floor herself. Right side now. Three on the way. Arangula. Back of the rim. No good. Ross fighting for that offensive board. It goes out of bounds off of her and back to the Hounds. As Hornbuckle checks back into the game, Cunningham comes out. Morlock and Simmons also getting a rest for the Benton Cardinals. Linig and Brown back in. Maryville basketball left to right in this second quarter. Kurz bounce pass looking for Price. Knocked away by Arangula. Tracks it down to the backcourt. Right hand layup. It's good. Fast break bucket that time for the Cardinals. 29-8 is the lead for Benton. 3:19 to play in the quarter. Kirsch to the free throw line. Bounce pass right side. Grow. A jumper on the way. That one a little too strong. Rebound comes down to Benton. Jalen Brown. Pass goes to Arambula. Arambula into the paint. Euro step. Left hand low. Tough play that time by Eliana Arambula. 31-8 is the score after that bucket. We've got a timeout on the floor. We will step aside. 3:02 remaining in the half. It is 31-8. Benton will be back after 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments, coordinating the Affordable Connectivity Program to help those struggling to afford internet service at home. Joy can help at 660-582-5121, extension 1. Marketing assistance from the FCC.
Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for more than 150 years. More information is on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Maryville basketball after Coach Obley calling the timeout. Spin a couple of those in the first quarter. That's her second here in the second quarter. Inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. A 31-8 Benton lead. Grow a couple dribbles up top now. Hornbuckle thought about a three. Fires right side looking for Price. The ball tipped into the bounds off of Arambula. It'll stay with Maryville. As Addison Weldon will be inbounding right in front of the Benton bench. Weldon throws this one across to the left side. Out to Cunningham trying to find a cutting. Weldon, the ball tipped, taken away by Arambula. Eliana Arambula down the floor. Right block goes in through some contact. Lays that one up off the glass. She had 2 points in the first quarter, six so far in the second. As a spin move from Webb, lost control of the ball, picked up by Lennick. Lennick running, 2-on-1 for Benton. Bounce pass across the lane to Arambula. Right hand from the left side. It is good. Eliana Arambula into double figures with 10. Again, eight of those coming in this second quarter. 2:14 to play in the first half. Hornbuckle, one dribble, right corner now for Weldon. Weldon guarded by Bigham, dribbles to the wing, now spins toward the baseline, puts up the floater, shot no good. And a whistle of foul coming up on Lindig. As Weldon went up with that shot, she kind of slid underneath. And so two free throws on the way for Addison Weldon. Not a ton of free throw attempts a season ago for Weldon. She was 11 of 18, 61% at the line. First free throw here. That one around the rim, hits the backboard and falls back through. As Yaple and Sparks checking back into the game. Grow and Hornbuckle check out. One more free throw on the way for the 5'9 junior. As Weldon, nothing but net that time around. Maryville 3 of 4 at the free throw line as a team so far this evening. 35-10 is the Benton lead. 1:58 to play in the quarter. Right wing, Brown with it, gives a head fake, gets into the paint, puts up the runner with the left hand, no good. The rebound loose, it is picked up by Yaple, and she's fouled. Nice strong move by the 5'7 junior Yaple pulling that one in, fighting off a defender, and that'll be team foul number 3 coming up on Benton in this quarter, and that is the first called on Brown. As Price brings the ball up the floor, fires left side for Sparks. Sparks back right wing for Weldon. Gives a head fake on the three. Drives now off to Cunningham. Cunningham lost control but able to track it back down. Lenning nearly had the steal. Looking for some help. Now Lenning just going to reach in and try to get the jump ball. If anything, that should have been a reach coming up on Lenning. And they will call her for the hole. Steens checks in. Weldon comes out of the game for Maryville. A few subs coming in now for Benton, including Morlock, Oalea, Simmons, and Allie Smith getting her first action. 35-10 is the lead for Benton over Maryville. Price, top of the key. Right side now, it goes for Steens. Steens looks inside. One dribble left. Bounce pass now. Two Sparks, left side Cunningham. Back up top it goes for Yaple. Yaple driving right block high off the glass. Shot won't go down. Oalea had the rebound. It's knocked free by Sparks. Picked up by Yaple. Right side now Steens. Steens to the baseline. She's pushed. And a foul. That is team foul number 5 on Benton coming up in this quarter. So we have some free throws on the way for the Spoofhounds. Steens to the line. Chance for her first points of the season. 109 to play in the first half. Free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Today's Spoofhound broadcast is brought to you by Laclede Chain Manufacturing on East 1st Street in Maryville. Laclede's a family-owned company producing various chains for hardware, industrial, snow chains, and more. Has a second free throw in and out that time for Steens. Additional information available at LacledeChain.com. Simmons across the court, has it between the circles. Inside a minute left to go in the first half. Olea now left side. Up top it goes for Morlock. Check that, Zolkowski, to Simmons, back to Zolkowski. Up top, Morlock wants a three. That one well off the mark to the left. It'll go out of bounds and back to Maryville. 42 seconds remaining in the first half. Maryville girls basketball now. Maryville boys basketball coming up. Approximately 5:30 tip-off here from the Savannah Invitational. They'll be facing South Harrison. Price starts to drive, backs out of it. High right side it goes for Sparks. Now up top to Cunningham. Cunningham to Yaple. Yaple dribbling with that left hand, nearly lost it, picked up now by Cunningham. She backs out a bit, skip past left side, it goes for Sparks, wants the three-pointer short. Price went high for that rebound, but couldn't pull it in. It goes out of bounds. They're going to say off of Maryville. No, off of Benton, excuse me. It looked like Price the last one to touch it, but the Spoofhounds will take it. 17 seconds left in the half. Steens set to inbound on the baseline. Trying to get the Price, it's knocked away. Steens picks it up, takes one dribble. Bounce pass goes to Yaple. Back to Steens, 10 on the game clock. Up top to Cunningham. Tight defense out of Benton here. 6 seconds left to go in the first half. Steens, right corner. Trying to drive in on Morlock. Into the corner, three on the low. That one comes up too late. And the first half comes to a close. 35-10, the lead for the Benton Cardinals over Maryville here at halftime. But we're opening up the high school basketball season here from the Savannah Invitational this week. We've got Maryville girls basketball now. Once again, the Maryville boys team will be taking on South Harrison coming up in just a little bit. There's the Spoofhound boys coming out to get some shots up at halftime. Once again, the score 35-10 in favor of the Benton Cardinals. We will step aside and be back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center. With locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, powering business. Also from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. More information available at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Today's broadcast is also brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud sponsor of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com, member FDIC. Also from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years, the Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And Northwest Cell, serving the region for over 30 years. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, visit nwmcell.com.
We're tuned in to Maryville Spoofhound pregame on KXCB KRNW, underwritten by Northwest Cell.
Shh.
It's halftime here in Savannah. Maryville trailing the Benton Cardinals 35-10, the 95th annual Savannah Invitational Tournament. Girls basketball here to start things off. The boys game is coming up next. They'll be taking on South Harrison as the boys team right now out on the floor getting some shots up at halftime of the girls game. Again, a 25-point lead in favor of the Benton Cardinals here at the break. Taking you through some of the halftime stats from this one. Maryville being led in scoring by Riley Hornbuckle. She has 4 points, a couple of good looks from some teammates finding her as she's got 4 points. Weldon found her with one assist, also one from Rice and Steen. So Hornbuckle with four early on. Jaylee Price knocked down a three just at the end of the first quarter. So a big shot there from Price to help try to get Maryville a little momentum and try to get back into this basketball game. Jaylee has three. She's the leading returning scorer for the Spoofhounds from a season ago. She averaged 9 points per game last year. She's got three so far in the first half of this one. Maryville also getting 2 points out of Addison Weldon. She went 2 of 2 at the free throw line. And 1 point coming from Peyton Kerr as the 5'6 sophomore guard getting her first varsity action of her career here this evening against a very good Benton squad. Maryville going 3 of 6 at the free throw line in that opening half of play. On the other side for the Cardinals, it was 5'11 junior Emma Linig really getting things rolling. She had 13 points, 11 of those coming in the first quarter. Andrea Simmons has 8 points. Then we saw Eliana Arambula really start to get things rolling there in that second quarter. 8 of her 10 points coming in the second quarter. And Envy Ross also with 3 points coming off the bench right now for the Benton Cardinals. It's a 35-10 lead in favor of Benton leading Maryville right now. Again, the Cardinals opening up the Savannah Invitational Tournament. This side of the bracket is more of a round robin as opposed to the other side, which is more that traditional tournament bracket where you kind of goes each separate way. It's just an odd number of teams playing in the Savannah Invitational, so trying to make it work for both sides. Maryville playing in one side that is a bit more of a round robin. So they'll play Benton tonight and Smithville tomorrow at 4 o'clock. You can hear that game on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at KXCV.org. A 4 o'clock tip-off against Smithville. Benton and Smithville opened things up last night. It was the Cardinals falling to the Warriors 55-45. So one advantage the Cardinals have coming into this one is they shook off some rust. They got in front of people. They played in front of a crowd. They got a feeling for what it's like to kind of get that energy of, all right, I'm in front of a packed house and the jitters that come with that. So they got that out of the way yesterday, which is big for some of the younger players, especially Maryville trying to shake that off this evening in this one. So tough when you're facing a team in your first game that already has a little experience. Maryville trying to battle through that here this evening. They'll be taking on Smithville coming up tomorrow here from the Savannah Invitational Tournament. On the other side for the Maryville boys, they're meeting up with South Harrison tonight at 5:30. If they pick up a win, they'll move on to the semifinals because the boys' side, top to bottom, is that traditional double elimination style bracket. Really not even double elimination. Everybody gets a chance to play for third place consolation or even a seventh place game if they don't make it onto the championship. But the Maryville boys, they'll get South Harrison tonight, and then they'll get either the winner of Savannah-Platte County or the loser, depending on how the outcome is. The Maryville boys pick up a win tonight. They'll play at 7 o'clock Thursday. If they fall, they'll play at 4 o'clock on Thursday. So we'll see how that one plays out. But the Spoofhounds went on the road, knocked off South Harrison in Bethany a season ago. They'll have a chance to take on South Harrison this evening in the Savannah Invitational, then turn around and host South Harrison coming up next week. So a lot of basketball on the way, not only throughout this upcoming week, but throughout the season. Right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and KXCV.org. We will be bringing you quite every game that we have throughout the year, especially as we try to coordinate with some Northwest Missouri State basketball games. But we will be seeing a chance for a lot of Spoofhound games right here brought to you by KXCV, KRNW, the Bearcat Public Media app, and our website as well. So stay tuned for a lot of basketball throughout this upcoming winter. Maryville right now leading or trailing 35-10 through the Benton Cardinals at halftime. We will take a break and be back with more right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
From Mill and Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Merlin Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot BioProven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MerlinDinsdaleSeed.com. And from Twaddle Realty in Maryville, broker Brian Twaddle's provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties to the area for more than 25 years. For more information, 562-7562 or TwaddleRealty.com. Support is also provided by Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, LacledeChain.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More online at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. And from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933, the credit union offers in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day and electronic signatures on loan documents. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together. Also from Northwest AV, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information at nw-av.com. Today's game is also brought to you by Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 11 o'clock every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
You're tuned into the voice of the Maryville Spoophounds, KXCV, KRNW.
We're about 7 of the second half to get underway here from the Savannah Invitational Tournament. It is an MEC matchup to get things rolling. The Maryville Spoophounds and the Benton Cardinals has the high school basketball season officially underway for Maryville here. They're seeding the boys' game. Tafaro will be taking on South Harrison. A season ago, these two teams met. It was a 60-39 win for Benton over Maryville. That one played on the south side of St. Joseph. A tough start to this one for the Spoofhounds. They got a bit of a hole to dig their way out of, trailing 35-10 at halftime. For Maryville on the floor to get this second half underway, it will be Steens, Price, Kurz, Weldon, and Hornbuckle. For Benton, it will be Zilkowski, Simmons, Morlock, Arambula, and Linick. So the original starting fives for each team as Maryville's going right to left in this third quarter, trailing 35-10. Weldon has it up top, guarded by Arambula. Fires right wing for Price. So take a deep three from out there, and Jaylee Price knocks it down. Not much you can do that time if you're Morlock. Just kind of shrug your shoulders and head back the other way. A big-time three that time by Jaylee Price. 6 points now for the junior. 35-13 is the lead in favor of Benton. From the left wing on the drive, it is Lenny. Gets down to the block. Shot goes up. No good. Hornbuckle might have got a piece of that one on the way up. Steens gets it quickly ahead to Kurz. Kurz pull up jumper from 10 feet. Rolls off the rim. No good. The rebound comes down to Morlock. Morlock angles to the middle of the floor. Left side now. Arambula. Three-pointer in transition. Off the rim. No good. The ball tipped. Tracked down by Price. Maryville pushing. They've got a three-on-one. Price bounce passes across. Goes to Kurz. Kurz out to Hornbuckle. Three on the way. Hornbuckle, that one no good. Long board tracked down by Weldon. Into the corner goes Steens. Steens on the drive. Has it stripped away. Picked up by Zilkowski. Zilkowski down the center of the floor. Bounce pass ahead. Goes to Arambula. Left-hand layup is good. A sequence that ends with points for Benton, but you're seeing a lot of life out of Maryville, getting up and down the floor right now, creating opportunities. And so far, we're very early in this third quarter, but limiting some of those second chance opportunities. Once the shot goes up, pulling down the rebound off the miss, that really plagued them early in this basketball game. Posting up, Hornbuckle gets it right back. Bounce pass out to Steens. She wants a three. That one no good. The rebound comes down to Linick. Linick quickly ahead, gets it to Simmons, and a timeout Troy Benton coach Chris Michaels not pleased with his team as it's a 37-13 Benton lead, but Maryville coming out with some fire in this third quarter. 6:16 left to play in the third. We'll step aside. Back with more right here on KXCV, KRNW, and the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for Spoofound Football comes from Midwest Data Center, specializing in IT and cybersecurity services, including advanced threat monitoring, intrusion prevention, and zero trust solutions. Midwest Data Center, located just off the square in Maryville, and online at mwdata.net.
It is Benton basketball with just over 6 minutes remaining in this third quarter. 37-13, Cardinals in control of this one. Maryville coming out of the gates quickly, though, to start the second half. Oralea gets the pass into Ross. Ross, one dribble. Now out to Bigham. Bigham dribbles up to the wing. Hornbuckle steps up, curls all over her. They trap her. Bigham able to slip a bounce pass inside to Ross. Ross goes up, an air ball into the hands of Kurz. Great defense that time by the Hounds. Quickly ahead, Price to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle in the paint. Shot blocked away by Olea. Great look inside as it was Price splitting defenders with that pass. Bigham inside to Ross. Has it knocked away. She tracks it back down. They get it around to Olea. Up top now, Rice. Guarded by Steens. Pass goes off the fingertips of Bigham. Picked up by Price. Jaylee pushing. Short corner left side, it goes to Kurz. Kurz up top, Hornbuckle right side. Weldon wants a three-pointer. Weldon too strong. Long rebound. It is tipped and is pulled in by Ross, and they're going to whistle Kurz. No, check that. It was actually a jump ball as Kurz able to slip her hand in there. Force the jump ball. Possession arrow points back to Benton. Almost 3 minutes into this third quarter, a 37-13 lead in favor of the Cardinals. Bigham brings the ball to the floor, guarded by Kurz. Kurz, the bright purple sneakers, the neon pink laces going on out there. As Ross gets it between the circles, guarded by Steens. Now bump of the foul out between the circles. Ross started right, went back left. Steens came up and gave a little body the blow, and they'll whistle her for a foul. First team foul on Maryville coming up in this third quarter. The second personal foul on Steens as Hornbuckle checks out of the game. Alyssa Cunningham back in. Inbound pass comes into Bigham. Bigham inside to Olea. Gives a head fake. Goes up with a shot off the front of the rim. No good. Loose inside. Olea, the offensive rebound, can't hit. Weldon able to get it in that possession. Steens back the other way. Right to left for Maryville. Trying to create her own shot. Now into the corner for Kurz. Kurz left corner. One dribble. Skip pass. Tip and take it away. Ball loose, though. It was tipped free by a Maryville defender. Kurz comes up with it to Price. Price, the three-pointer, in and out. Offensive rebound goes to Kurz. Kurz trapped in the corner, and a quick timeout. Kelly Obley on the sideline. Heads-up play as a great hustle play. Kurz able to track down that offensive rebound, and Maryville gets the timeout to keep the play alive. 37-13 is our score. We'll step aside. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for today's game comes from Laclede Chain Manufacturing, a proud supporter of Maryville High School Athletics. Employment opportunities at Laclede are available now. For more information or to view available positions, lacledechain.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Patchett, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds.
The timeout by Coach Obley after Peyton Kurz got trapped in the left corner, tracking down that offensive rebound. It'll be Steens inbounding on the baseline. It comes into Price. Up top it goes, Cunningham. They work it around right side into the corner for Kurz. Dribbles up to the wing. Now back up top to Weldon. Weldon trying to drive on Bingham. Spins, gets into the paint, goes up right hand. Off the glass, it is in. Nice move that time. Addison Weldon gets her first field goal of the evening. She has 4 points. And Price, man-to-man pressure in the backcourt on Bingham. Knocks it free, able to force the jump ball. Quick hands that time by Price. Poked that one loose, dove on the floor after it. Jump ball, possession arrow, Spoof Hounds. It's Cunningham inbounding on the baseline for Maryville. Gets it into Kerr. She'll spot up. Long two-point jumper. Hits the back of the rim. Kind of deadens. It comes down to Ross. Good look. Wouldn't go down. As Benton bringing the ball to the floor. Ross comes across midcourt. Now throws this one away. Able to track it down, though. On the far end is Allie Smith. Fortunate break that time by Benton. 3:40 to play in the third quarter. In the corner with it is Brown. Brown inside to Ross. Ross spins, goes up from the right block. Tough shot that time. Envy Ross gets it to go. 39-15. Cardinals in front. Right wing, Grow with it. One dribble up top, Weldon. Weldon's pass. It is deflected by Brown. Tracked down by Kurz. Kurz to the perimeter. Into the corner, Cunningham. Cunningham back up top. Price left open. Three on the way from Jaylee. That one a little bit short. A good look, good ball movement as the rebound comes down to Ross. Ross has it poked free by Price. Then Curtis diving on the floor after. It's going to be whistled for a foul. It was jarred loose by Price. It was bouncing right back up to Ross. And Curtis dove on the floor trying to snatch that one up. Called for some contact. And that'll be personal foul number two on Peyton Curtis. 3:09 left to play in this third quarter. Subs back in for Benton. Coach Michaels wasn't pleased with the energy his starters were giving him to start this third quarter. He pulled all of them. Now he puts them all back in. A 39-15 lead for the Cardinals, but Maryville outscoring Benton right now, 5-4 in this third quarter. Lindig trying to find a pass on the baseline for Morat, taken away by Steens. Check that, Price. Price stepped in the passing lane. Brings the ball to the floor. Left side it goes to Grow. Bounce pass trying to get it to a cutting Price. Knocked away, picked up by Grow. Now back to Price. Goes baseline, under the hoop, stops. Throws a pass out to Cunningham. They're working to Grow. Right side now, it goes to Yapel. Yapel, the runner on the baseline, off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound comes down to Simmons. Simmons will bring the ball up the floor for Benton. Gets down to the block. Spins. She's cut off there by Grow. Up top it goes for Arambula. Down to the baseline. Back up top. Simmons wants a three. That one well short. The ball deflected. Tracked down by Moloch. A second chance opportunity on the way for Benton. Moloch on the baseline to Arambula. Reverse layup is good. Nice find by Moloch, and Arambula caught that one. Peeked over her shoulder. Laid it up with the left hand. Pass on the baseline, Cunningham. Across to the left side, it goes to Price. Price started right, went back left. She's fouled by Arambula. Cunningham gets it in to Price. 1:55 to play in the third quarter. Maryville trailing 41-15. Price guarded by Simmons. Skip pass right side goes to Cunningham. One dribble. Inside looking for Steens. Poke free. Picked up by Moloch. Moloch now to Simmons being shattered off the floor by Price. Up to the right wing. Now a whistle and a foul called on Price. That's her second personal foul. She was playing tight defense. A little bump that time on Simmons as she's coming up the floor, getting to the wing. Now a quick entry pass goes into Simmons. Gives off to Moloch. Moloch fouled on the way up. And a chance for a couple free throws for the Cardinals. Avery Moloch, a 5'6 senior for this Cardinal squad, hasn't scored yet today. She steps to the free throw line. Right-hand free throw is good. Second one in as well to make this a 43-15 lead. Price brings it up the floor. Gives it right side to Sparks. Sparks high right side now. It goes to Grow. Grow trying to get it past the Price. Taken away by Moloch. Moloch running the other way. Knocked free from behind and out of bounds by Price. Hustle play that time by Jaylee Price. And a timeout here on the floor for Benton with 1:15 remaining in the third quarter. 43-15 is our score. We will step aside. Back with more Maryville Spoofhound basketball.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. Broker Brian Twaddles provided real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties for more than 25 years. More information at 562-7562 or twaddlerealty.com. Support for Spoofhound Football comes from Mill & Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Mill & Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillAndDinsdaleSeed.com.
.115 remaining here in the third quarter. Morlock set to inbound, baseline right. Sparks guarded the inbound pass. It comes into Linick cutting down the lane, and Linick able to lay it up from the left side. She gets her first points of the second half, 15 in all. To add to this, Benton lead, 102 left to play in the third quarter. Up top, Sparks has it. Right wing now, Price. Price to Cunningham as Linick trying to get in there, tie her up immediately. And a bump and a foul well beyond the perimeter that time on Linick. That's personal foul number three coming up on Emma Linick. Team foul number two on Benton in this quarter. Neither team in the bonus yet. 51 seconds remaining in the third quarter. As Groh gets it in for Yapel, right back to Groh. Trying to get it past the Price. It is tipped by Simmons. Groh gives it back, throws to Price. Price started cutting, and the ball goes out of bounds, and a turnover on the Hounds. Trash 40 seconds remaining here in the third quarter, a 45-15 Benton lead. Arambula up the floor, hands it off for Simmons. Simmons finds a cutting Linick, one dribble, spins, leans through, shot comes up short, off of Linick out of bounds, and Maryville gets it back. 28.2 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Price dribbles over to the left wing, wants a deep three-pointer, that one rattles out, long rebound, tracked down by Sparks. Sparks picks it up. And just as she's trying to rope a pass around to Cunningham, took an extra step, called for the travel. 14 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Benton gets it back. It'll be Price guarding the inbound. And Yapel guarding Arambula in the backcourt. Pass comes in to Arambula. Down to 10 seconds left in the third. Arambula past Yapel to the free throw line. Trying to get a pass away. It is deflected. Picked up there by Linick. Leaning in. The layup is good with 2 seconds to go. 47-15 is our score as the third quarter comes to a close. Benton a 10-point loss last night, but on their way to picking up their first victory here this evening, leading 47-15. We'll take a timeout and be back with your fourth quarter.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more from Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support comes from Hallelujah Counseling on South Main in Maryville, offering Christian-based mental health counseling, including anxiety and depression therapy, trauma counseling, stress management, relationship issues, and more. To schedule a consultation, 660-223-1700.
Today's game is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold-finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Benton basketball to start the fourth quarter. They're leading Maryville 47-15, the season opener for the Hounds here in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. Linick has it up top, guarded by Hornbuckle. On the floor for the Hounds, Hornbuckle, Weldon, Price, Steens, and Kurz. By side, Linick wants a three-pointer from the wing, knocks it down. Emma Linick, a salty player here for the Benton Cardinals. Only a junior. She's got 20 points. We are just into the fourth quarter. Kerr's high left side, guarded by Arambula. Man-to-man defense out of the Benton Cardinals. Dribbles down toward the corner. Now stops, reverses, gives to Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle right side to Price. Price floats a pass underneath for Weldon. Weldon taps it to Steens. Steens goes off the glass. It won't go down. And the rebound comes down to Bigham of Benton. Bigham throws it to Arambula running the floor. One dribble back. Now to Bigham. She wants a three. That one too strong. Going high for that rebound is Price. Price turns. She's going to push the ball to the floor. Now slows up as Minton trying to get back defensively. Price goes behind the back into the lane. Turns out to Weldon. Open three. Right side. Addison Weldon's got it. Nice find that time by Price. Weldon hits the three-pointer. She's got seven. Maryville trailing 50-18. As Bigham now to Linick. Linick being guarded by Hornbuckle. Finds a cutting Simmons, but that pass a little high and wide off the fingertips of Simmons. Out of bounds, a turnover on the Cardinals as Linick heads to the bench. Jaylen Brown back in for Benton. 6:14 remaining in the ballgame, a 50-18 lead for the Cardinals. Spoofound still battling here. Steens has it high right side. Between the circles now, Weldon. Weldon squares up to the basket, guarded by Simmons. Now goes right wing for Hornbuckle. Hornbuckle dribbles down to the baseline, stops, pass out to Kurz. Kurz guarded tightly by Arambula, all over her. Kurz bounce pass now to Hornbuckle. Left top it goes to Steens. They work it around left side to Price. Price dribbles up to the top of the key. Now backs off near midcourt, resetting the offense. Left side it goes for Steens. Steens looks inside, bounce pass to a cutting Price. Price has it just off the left block. Now to Steens. Steens pass across the lane. Weldon out to Kurz. Kurz on the drive, left hand into the paint. She's fouled. I think this one coming on the floor, but a nice offensive possession for Maryville, spreading the basketball around, not rushing a shot, taking care of the basketball. And so we'll see the Spoofhounds with a chance to continue it. It'll be Rice and Steens inbounding on the baseline. Steens floats a pass in. Hornbuckle left open, high arcing three. Hornbuckle, that one comes up short, and the rebound goes to Morlock. Off to Simmons, 5 minutes to play in the game. A 50-18 lead for the Cardinals. Morlock finds a cutting Simmons, has a shot blocked away by Weldon. Tracked down by Price, excuse me. Jaylee Price, left wing, Steens now on the baseline to Kurz. Kurz trying to cross over on Arambula. They're going to say this is a double dribble and a turnover on the Hounds. After we wrap this one up, Maryville boys basketball on the way. The Spoofhound boys taking on South Harrison. Bulldogs in the Savannah Invitational here this evening. We'll see South Harrison again coming up next week. It's a December 7th matchup between the Bulldogs and the Hounds in Maryville. But still 4:14 left to go in this one. Out between the circles. It is Arambula with it. Guarded by Kurz. Looks inside. Now fires left side. It goes to Brown. Brown down to the short corner for Simmons. Back out to Brown. Has her pass tip, but tracked down by Arambula. Into the corner, Simmons. Guarded by Hornbuckle. Dribbles to the elbow. Backs off. Looks inside. Floats a pass underneath. Looking for Brown. Too tall. And a turnover on Benton. As Groh checks back in, Riley Hornbuckle out of the game. 3:40 remaining, a 50-18 lead for the Cardinals. Maryville after this one back tomorrow for another 4 o'clock tip-off. They'll be taking on Smithville. As Weldon drives into the paint, gets it out to Price. Now Price backs off, guarded by Simmons. They fire it around left side, trying to get it to Kurz. That one off the mark. She was popping out from down low. That one a little bit wide, and it goes out of bounds. A turnover on the Hounds. Inbounding on the sideline. Allie Smith gets it into Arambula, trying to rope a pass back around Steens. Steens takes it away, all the way to the bucket. Left-hand layup in transition. Rice and Steens gets her first points of the evening. 50-20 is our score. The ball goes ahead to Brown. Brown underneath to Olea. Olea fouled underneath. This one coming up on the floor. .235 remaining in this one. Inbound comes into Olea from Smith. Down on the block. Pass for Bigham. Tipped away by Price. Picked up by Groh. Maryville coming back the other way. 2:15 remaining. Right wing. Groh wants a three-pointer. That one a little too strong. And the rebound pulled down by Brown. Curtis went up high for that one. Couldn't quite get it. Jalen Brown, the defensive rebound for Benton. Starts to drive. Now pass goes off to Smith. And Allie Smith knocks down the triple. It's a 53-20 lead for the Cardinals. Price on the drive, left block, jump stop at the Kurz. Three left corner. Peyton Kurz just a little too strong. Had to look. Price knocks it free. It's picked up by Weldon to the free throw line. Underneath to Cunningham. Cunningham back to Weldon. Right elbow now into the corner. Price starts to drive on Bigham. Backs off. Now up top it goes to Kurz. Kurz back to Price. Wants a three left side. She's got it. Jaylee Price knocks it down. She's got nine in the ballgame. 53-20 is the Benton lead. Maryville going down swinging in this one. 120 remaining. Bigham all the way to the hoop. Got the top right-hand layup. First points that time. On the other end, bringing the ball to the floor. Price pulls up. Three-pointer left side. No good. Brown brings the ball to the floor for Benton. Pressured out there by Weldon. Now they give it off to Zolkowski. And the play whistle dead because Zolkowski's shoe untied. So we got a couple subs coming in. We will see Weldon and Kurz come off the floor for Maryville. On the floor right now for the Hounds, it is Sparks, Grohl, Price, Yapel, and Cunningham. As Zolkowski gets the ball into Smith at midcourt. Off a screen from Olalea. Right back out to Olalea, guarded by Grohl. 43 seconds remaining in this one. Little jump stop goes up. Right hand shot is good. ...57-23 in front is Benton. Three-pointer on the way for Sparks. Short, Olalea with the rebound. Quickly head to Zolkowski. Zolkowski pushing. Grohl gets back on the other end. And a good foul that time by Cora Grohl, not giving the easy layup to Zolkowski. Zolkowski going to have to earn this one at the free throw line. As the deficit widened out that clock, continuing on, Zolkowski at the free throw line. The first one rims out as, once again, that running clock has us down to 2-1. And the buzzer, we'll see if they're going to let Zolkowski shoot this last free throw or call it. All zeros on the clock. 57-23 is the score. They're going to send both teams to their respective benches. Zolkowski still at the free throw line, and they're going to go ahead and let her take this last free throw. As it's on the way, and she hits. Josie Zolkowski, with no time on the clock, gets her first point of the day. 58-23 is our final score. Kind of an anticlimactic ending to that one with that free throw with no time left on the clock in a wide margin. But the game does come to a close in favor of the Benton Cardinals. They're 1-1 after that 58-23 victory. Meanwhile, Maryville falls to 0-1 to the Spoofhounds. Right back here in Savannah coming up tomorrow. They'll be battling Smithville as round robin play of the Savannah Invitational continues. A 58-23 loss for the Spoofhounds. We'll take a timeout. Be back with your point totals from this game right here on the Bearcat Public Media app and online at kxcv.org.
Support for the Spoofhounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville. And from local Edward Jones Financial Advisors, offering retirement and investment advice to help customers reach financial goals. Jeanette Paget, J.R. Kurz, Jeff Von Baron, Chad Hannigan, and Scott Nielsen of Edward Jones Maryville are proud supporters of the Spoofhounds. Also, from Maryville Shelter Insurance Agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Spoofhounds. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan. And Nucor LMP on East 1st in Maryville, specializing in cold finished steel products while emphasizing safety for its employees. Nucor is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, 660-582-3127.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop. And from the United States Air Force, offering more than 130 career choices, education, benefits, and more. Full and part-time opportunities are available now. For more information, Technical Sergeant Katrina Smith can be reached at 816-341-8227 or airforce.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed, serving farmers across the region for over a decade. Millen Dinsdale represents Golden Harvest Seed, Pivot Bio Proven 40, and Precision Planting. To learn more, MillenDinsdaleSeed.com. And U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Spoofhound Athletics and Maryville High School. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCB KRNW.
Well, welcome back into Savannah as Maryville falls in this one. 58-23 in the season opener for the Spoofhounds. They are back here once again tomorrow, 4 o'clock, taking on Smithville in the Savannah Invitational Tournament. As we look at today's final scores for the Spoofhounds, or their leading scores, I should say, Jilly Price put up 9 points. She knocked down 3 triples throughout the basketball game. She was the leading scorer for Maryville on the day. Addison Weldon put up 7. She had a couple free throws in the first half, tacked on a couple field goals as this game went along. She had 7. Riley Hornbuckle, 4 points for Maryville, 2 for Rice and Steens, and Peyton Kurz finished with 1 point. He knocked down 1 of 2 free throws in that first half. For Benton, they were led by Emma Linick. She had 20 points on the game. Eliana Arambula had 14. 8 points for Andrea Simmons, 5 for Envy Ross, 3 for Allie Smith, 2 for Avery Morlock, 1 for Jersey Zolkowski. That's a look at the scoring from today's basketball game. Coming up next, we've got Maryville boys basketball taking on South Harrison. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have starters and get you set for that one here momentarily. Maryville and South Harrison basketball on the way right here on the Bearcat Public Media app.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MarryvilleForum.com. More at 660-562-2424. And from local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at UnitedFiber.com. Also from Compass Dental Group, providing full dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle. Compass Dental Group proudly supports Spoofhound Athletics. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com. And Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers Oil has served the community for 95 years and continues to be a local source for refined fuels, propane, feed, tire services, grain merchandising, and agronomy services. More at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in business for more than 60 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Soda, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And from MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, MTE provides laptops, computers, networking, printing, furniture, and office supplies. More information at MTEOffice.com or on Facebook. MTE Office Center, power business. Support also comes from FCS Financial of Maryville. FCS is a customer-owned ag lender that's served Missouri for over a century with loans for farm equipment, livestock, beginning farmers, hunting land, rural homes, and more. For more information, 660-582-6464 or myfcsfinancial.com. And Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of the Maryville R2 School District. Hy-Vee offers catering for game day or any special occasion, grocery delivery service, pharmacy with drive-thru, a full-service floral shop, and more. For more information, Hy-Vee.com or 1217 South Main in Maryville.
This is Spoofhound Postgame on KXCV KRNW.